From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Global markets rebounded Tuesday after China's central bank cut its key interest rate to support growth in the world's second largest economy. Earlier, China's main stock index closed sharply lower for a fourth day. European markets recovered almost all of their losses from Monday, with most rising at least 4%. Meanwhile, concerns about the Chinese economy have been shaking up global markets in recent days, but most indexes in Asia, including Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, finished trading in the black on Tuesday. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
China's main stock market in Shanghai has been on a roller coaster ride, more than doubling to 5,100 points in June to its close on Tuesday, which was nearing levels of where the market was a year ago. When the plunge began in June, the government pulled out all the stops to provide the market with what it called ample liquidity. And that support lasted through July and early August. But now the government appears to be sitting on the sidelines, and that is worrying small retail investors. One elderly investor surnamed Gao voiced his concern that China's stocks were falling more than global markets, arguing that it was not right for the government not to save the market. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Authorities in Spain and Morocco arrested 14 people Tuesday they say were part of a network to recruit fighters to join the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Spain's Interior Ministry said those arrests took place in San Martin de la Vega, which is just south of Madrid, as well as in five locations in northern Morocco, including Casablanca, Fez, Nador, among other two other cities. The ministry, however, did not give further details. VOA News. Police in Hungary reported Tuesday that a record number of migrants had crossed into the country, while the United Nations Refugee Agency said it estimates 1,000 more people are following a similar path. Hungary has registered more than 100,000 migrants in 2015 and more than double that number from last year. Authorities said nearly 2,100 crossed the border Monday. That's the highest number to do so in a single day. The UNHCR Commissioner for Refugees says nearly 300,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe across the Mediterranean Sea this year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the chaotic scenes of thousands of desperate people trying to enter the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia has calmed. But it warns the flight of these desperate people is continuing and is unstoppable. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says people are coming in groups of 300 to 400, most fleeing violence and conflict in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Fleming says the refugees and migrants in very poor condition when they arrive.
They're often physically exhausted, they're psychologically traumatized, and very often in need of humanitarian medical assistance. So it's vital that these people are treated humanely, also that essential assistance is provided.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has agreed to sign a peace deal aimed at ending his country's 20-month-old civil war. In a letter obtained by VOA's South Sudan in Focus program, the East African bloc IGAD says the agreement will be signed Wednesday in Juba, that's South Sudan's capital. IGAD has been mediating the talks between it to end that war between Mr. Kiir's government and rebels led by his former deputy Riek Machar. Nigerian police say a female suicide bomber has killed at least five people in an attack at the entrance to a bus station in the northeastern town of Damaturu. At least 28 others were wounded in the early Tuesday morning blast. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. However, the militant group Boko Haram has used girls and women in recent suicide bombings in the region, raising fears it's using kidnapped victims. A strong typhoon brought strong winds and flooding rains to southern Japan on Tuesday, and authorities advised more than 100,000 people to leave their homes as Typhoon Goni produced wind gusts of up to 180 kilometers per hour. The storm left more than 20 people injured in Japan and forced a cancellation of flights and train service. Forecasters expect the typhoon to continue moving north toward the middle of the Sea of Japan by early Wednesday. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.